Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Agents of Mace. Today we're talking about the finale of Secret Invasion. And what does it mean? Who's a Skrull? Who does what? All of those questions will probably not be answered because I feel like we didn't get all the answers we were looking for. But that's just my personal opinion, so we'll see what you guys think about this final episode. First thoughts.
What a bummer.
Yeah.
I was very disappointed. I'll just leave it at that and then we'll go into why.
I wasn't necessarily disappointed because I didn't think that it was a bad episode. It just wasn't as big as all of us were hoping it was going to be. It felt like it had gotten such smaller scale from even the few previous episodes. I mean, it works out to just, I think, a few little groups of characters and the big action, you know, sequence that we see is, it's weird to call it overwhelming since it includes every superpower we've seen from various Avengers throughout the entire MCU, but it does kind of feel that way. And it's probably rooted in the fact that we haven't yet gotten invested in these characters. Kravik has been this big bad and now he's gone. Sorry, spoilers. And we still haven't really made a personal connection with Gaia, who is now like maybe the most overpowered person in the universe. So, yeah. We can talk about all those things.
Yeah, I agree. I think I enjoyed it as an episode. I didn't enjoy it as a finale. I think if there was like one more episode to kind of wrap things up, it would be nice. I feel like the pull for this episode was the super fight. And I think that they, I don't know, it, they were like, oh, let's show off all these powers. But like you said, they're all powers that we've seen before. And this seemed like the perfect place to throw in some powers from characters that we haven't been introduced to yet that could tease future projects or that could just be a cool visual thing. Like when she turns her hand into the ice knife, the first thought was like, oh, Iceman. And then I was like, oh, no, it's the frost giant or whatever, because we saw that she has that DNA. And I was like, that's so lame. It could have been such a cool reveal that she had frost powers. And it could have been from any number of ice-based superheroes from the Marvel Universe. But instead, it was like, nah, it's from this frost monster. I was like, ah, oh, okay. And then we did see some that, like, I don't know that it made a whole bunch of sense. Like Korg, how do you get Korg DNA? What does that look like? It's not like he bleeds. It's just rock. So they just like pick up a piece of rock and they were like, oh, this is a piece of Korg. Yeah, that was interesting. But I don't know. We can work our way up to the big fight. But I think as far as this leading to anything, I want to start by kind of like gauging what you think this is leading to, because it felt like they were going to end this in a different way, and it didn't seem to end in a way that leads me to believe anything else is happening other than, oh, Fury's going back up to space so that this can be like a clean entry into the Marvels. He has his eye patch and his suit back on. He looks a little younger, which is weird. Like,
yeah, he's
they like aged him up for the whole season, and then this episode they were like, ah, let's make him look a little younger. It's like, oh, that's weird.
It's like he's been like just had that old grizzly kind of vibe look to him through the whole season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the last time we see him in this, it's like he went to a spa for a week and rejuvenated a little bit.
And we know that they said something about, oh, the Kree are going to enter into peace negotiations or something like that. And we also know that in the Marvels, the main villain is Kree, so maybe it's setting that up in some way. Can't be sure.
Yeah, it just seems like too expected or too simple of an idea for them to be setting up the next movie when it's like, we already know that that's coming. Yeah. Why wouldn't they set up something like Armor Wars or Secret Wars?
I think from my viewpoint, it's like a lot of various setups. It seems like they didn't want to just do their traditional thing and kind of lead it to like one specific path like they normally do. Because this feels very like branched, like in the final moments. Like, you know, this definitely could open up and connect to Armored Wars. This is probably going to open up to Captain America Brave New World. It's opening up to Thunderbolts. Like,
see, I want to think that, but I feel like nothing stood out as a direct setup for any of those things. Like, it would have been nice if we had found out that, like, Skrull Rhodey had been selling off Stark Tech. Or even, like, you know, the Krees had been used, or the Skrulls had been using Stark Tech to perform these attacks. Like something that would have tied, oh, Stark Tech is being stolen. That would have been like, oh, that's a nod that like Armor Wars is coming up because we know now that Stark Tech is out there. This never mentioned it. Never mentioned War Machine's suit other than, you know, Rhodey saying it one time. And then for the other things, I was looking for like a new Captain America reference somewhere. We saw that Captain America and Bucky's, or Winter Soldier is how it's listed, which is weird. They wouldn't just call him Bucky, but, their DNA was taken. And I was like, what is there to take? Like, they didn't have superpowers. They just had enhanced strength and speed because of a serum, but like they would have gotten that from any number of other heroes that they would have taken DNA from. So that just seemed kind of like a waste of time for them to take the DNA from. Same with, I mean, even thinking like Korg, right? We saw Gravik grow. So clearly he had some sort of Hulk. We also saw Abomination arms, which doesn't really make sense because Abomination wasn't part of Endgame. So then it's like, why take Korg? If Hulk and Abomination are clearly stronger than Korg, why would you bother taking like a weaker power?
Well, that was like rushed and misleading because like I always just thought like the Harvest was specific to like the events of like New York or Endgame or whatever. So it was kind of, but it's, yeah, it's just like, eh, let's just throw everyone in there. Like somehow they got it.
And even some of the other ones, like we saw, I think we saw the powers of all three of Thanos' children. All of Thanos'
children are in there.
Yeah. And that didn't make sense either because it was like, I don't understand how DNA would give you the abilities. I get that that's just kind of like a weird loose, it's a comic book, but something like mind control,
yeah,
or telekinesis, I don't, that just seems weird to me that he was able to change his arm to what, that one's Corvus Glaive, right, is the one that can,
yeah, or was it
uses,
yeah, I think so,
and or Ebony Maw.
I know Ebony Maw was one of them that they showcased, yeah.
And I don't know, that just seemed like weird to me. And also, if you had that ability, like, why wasn't Scarlet Witch one of them?
Yeah, I don't remember.
She was there.
Scarlet Witch is
super powerful. That seems like a way powerful. Yeah, I don't, it just doesn't make sense, the things they chose to use. It's almost like they were just like, hey, remember this? Hey, remember this? Look, remember Korg? You guys like Korg? He has Korg arms. And it's like, it doesn't make sense, though. He has all these way more powerful powers. Like, why wouldn't he use it? Or even the fact that they had Captain Marvel powers. Why weren't they using that the whole time? She's stronger than any of those other ones, right?
When Gaia rose up in the air, initially I thought that it was going to be like her using Wanda powers. And I was like, oh, this is going to be like WandaVision. This is exciting. But then it was... Carol Danvers, which is not bad, but again, why wouldn't she start with Captain Marvel if she can blow a hole this big around through the dude?
Right.
And also, like, she could have just kind of sidestepped the whole fight if she'd have just used the Mantis powers and put him to sleep at first, then blew him up, and then you're done.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. We also saw her use ghost powers.
Yeah, she's ghost.
Mm-hmm. From Ant-Man. That doesn't make sense. Why was Ghost wasn't a part of Endgame? Like, how did they get her power? I don't even know that we ever saw her bleed anywhere. Right. That they would have been able to.
They picked her gum up off the street.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I've mentioned this a lot, but it was just like, it's very anime inspired. I mean, it's like you're basically watching Super Saiyan Goku and Super Frieza just battle it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I mean. It was fun. It was a fun fight to watch the first time. If you watch it again, it's like, this doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense.
You know, my issue, and I always fall trapped to this, is like, I was partially spoiled to like what was going to happen through social. Mm-hmm. So it's just an unfortunate thing. Cause like, I don't know. I don't know. It was kind of fun, but like, I kind of knew. It's about to happen.
Yeah, if you know what's there, it like loses its glimmer. Yeah. So it's kind of like, okay, get, like, we know how this is going to end, just get to the end. But it also, I'm still confused. Like, wouldn't his healing ability still kick in?
Yeah, there was moments where you clearly see like he's healing rapidly and Yeah, that made no sense.
Yeah, it seemed like a fight for fight's sake,
right?
To show off all these powers exactly, that we've already seen.
It's just...
And then to just get rid of the bad guy. So I enjoyed it when I watched it, but then the longer I sat on it and thought about it, I was like, you know, this doesn't make sense. And also, what a waste. They could have introduced new characters. They could have introduced new powers. They could have teased us with X-Men stuff.
They could have done all that, but it was just so rushed. I mean, I would have been more intrigued if the end was showing that they had those abilities, but you don't actually see them right. It's just setting up like, this person's going to be super powerful. Like, how are they going to stop this person?
Or even like setting up those abilities, but then not resolving Gravik's story and being like, oh, so that means that these mutants are potentially out there, but they're Skrulls. They're not the real person, which is something I really want to talk about. It's close to the end of the episode. I know we're kind of jumping all around the episode, but when we see a certain person being unveiled underneath a little... I don't even know what you want to call it, like the space scarf or something. Yeah. I don't know. They have these like coverings on them. It's weird that the the pods there are different than the pods at New Skrullis. I don't know what the technology is that works on a bed mm-hmm. versus works on a little stand thing. But they pull this little cover off, and it looks a lot to me like the guy that plays Quicksilver in X-Men.
Yeah, a lot of people are speculating that as well. Like, I've looked at the image. I mean, I could see that. I could see that. It could be. It's just like a weird angle because you're not looking mm-hmm. directly on his face, but...
Maybe. I just feel like it has to be somebody, because it's weird that they would sit on it for so long. Like, they make a point to show you his face for a good 10 to 15 seconds, which doesn't sound long, but it's really long when you're watching.
Right. Well, episode, I did. Well, I, you know, I was, when I was watching this, the only thing I noticed, I was like, man, they're kind of staying on this screen or like this shot for longer. But I kept looking at the person, and initially I was just like, okay, this is clearly somebody with some importance. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is the lead into mutants. Maybe this will be, you know, Quicksilver, and they'll go down the mm-hmm. path, but we don't know.
Which is interesting, but again, it feels like, wouldn't you want to make it more apparent if that's who it is? Like, even if we could see the name, like if on the little touchpad mm-hmm. it said their name mm-hmm. and it said, what's his name, something Butts.
Ralph Boner.
Yeah, Ralph Boner. Yeah. If it said that, it would have been like, oh, you know, yeah. You could look at it as like, oh, there's a callback. Or you could look at it as like, oh, so Ralph is actually Quicksilver mm-hmm. and maybe he was a Skrull and he got caught up in WandaVision. Like,
that would have been cool.
And if this episode has taught us anything, it's that Marvel's not afraid of a retcon. So mm-hmm. they might down the road be like, it was Quicksilver, even though it really was just nobody, and they just accidentally left that shot too long in the show. We don't know that. But yeah, this episode strongly suggests that Rhodey has been a Skrull since Civil War, which is a very mm-hmm. long time to be a Skrull and not have anybody notice. And also, yep. Rhodey was acting more like Rhodey during all that time. And during this show, he has not. He has been much more dirtbaggy. Mm-hmm. So was that a different Skrull? Did they swap Skrulls?
I mean, potentially. They make it sound like once you take somebody's face, that's the person's face that you take. Mm-hmm. And then very quickly, they retconned that by showing that like you can take multiple mm-hmm. faces, but only certain Skrulls seem to be able to have the ability to take multiple faces. Mm. The other ones were like, no, you take this one face and this is your face and you can't have any others. So it's weird how they're playing that up.
Almost feels like, you know, it's like their religion, tradition or whatever. It's like, if you take this, like we said, like, do you take this face? That's it. This is who you become. Mm-hmm. And some people are just like, yeah, I'm tired of doing that. Mm-hmm. Let me collect as many. Right.
Because we see Gravik take on multiple people.
Yeah.
But then he makes a point to say, you don't recognize this face. Mm-hmm. And then he explains his face. Yeah. And it's like the first person he's ever killed. So it was like, wait, so you can take multiple people, but also, I mean, we see Gaia take like 5 or 6 faces throughout the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
But she seems to be the only one that changes that often. But if you could change that often, then why wouldn't you be people all over the place? I mean, even when Gravik is with the group and they're attacking the president, he attacks the president as the face that he is. He doesn't change to like one of the soldiers or anything like that. And I was just like, this doesn't make sense, though. Like, if you could change into anybody, why wouldn't you change into anybody else? Like,
maybe there's a difference between taking the face and taking the face and the personality. And it's easy to just swap between faces, mm-hmm. but if you're going to totally become that person, that's more of a process. Like, we saw the Skrulls mm-hmm. take faces whenever they first arrived on Earth in that one scene, and they just kind of, like, spontaneously popped up with the faces. But then we've seen other times where they only get the face once they take the memory and the personality and all that sort of stuff. So maybe it's just different processes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they even make a mention, right? Like when the one guy comes to New Skrullus and they give him his face, he has to like touch the person to take their memories and stuff like that. So maybe it is a more in-depth process to like fully become someone versus just borrow somebody's likeness for a hot minute. But they don't really explain like, is it like Transformers? Do they just need to see somebody and then they can transform into that face but not have their personality unless they do like the full touch them and steal their memories? I don't know. I wish that stuff like that was explained a little bit more. But what are you going to do? They had six episodes, so. Another thing that I wanted to talk about was, you know, I shouldn't have to say this, but spoiler alert. But, I mean, by this point, things have already been spoiled. But when Gaia tricks Gravik by being Fury and goes down there and is, like, being affected, air quotes, by the radiation, it was like, okay, this makes sense, right? They're in Chernobyl is where they're, like, hiding. So then I started to think, well, hold on. They have all these humans in pods. The pods aren't fully enclosed or anything. So all of these humans that are down there, have they just been being blasted with radiation this entire time?
No, they keep like, all those little fans in there. It just blows all the radiation away. It's fine.
I was just thinking, like, as soon as, I mean, this was before she even revealed that it wasn't Fury, but like he was taking the pills or whatever. He was coughing as he was walking. And I was like, oh, that's right. It's like irradiated. And then all I could think was, even if they save Rhodey, is he going to be okay? He's been here for what we can only assume is like a couple years, maybe, being just irradiated by Chernobyl leftovers. I can't imagine that's good for you.
No, it would not be.
Yeah, so, and then they come and save them, and when they come to save them, it's like normal people are there helping save them. And I was just like, but you're not even wearing like a hazmat suit or anything. You're in like one of the most irradiated places on the planet, and everyone is just fine with it unless you go down into that one room and then you're not okay with it. I don't know.
Again, it's just so rushed. Like, just I could have thought more of this out.
Yeah. I mean, even if it was like they just, you know, if the people came in with suits or they were like, you know, a one-off with Gaia and Gravik about like, we can't keep these people here.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
die from radiation. And Gravik's like, no, this technology protects them. And it's like, oh, okay. You know, it's lame that it was just sort of explained away really quick. But at the same time, at least there would be an explanation of like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, it's we know that it's Chernobyl and it's irradiated. But here's why it's somehow not affecting all of these people that are just basically in a coma there.
Well, the thing that is the most rushed is what happens after this, which is after Ritson makes that roll that says that all the Skrulls have to get off the planet or they will be murdered. It starts a whole thing of people being killed left and right, being taken for Skrulls, and some of them aren't. And it's like causing more or less like a war. And we see Fury like getting his wife off the planet and everything at the end. But I feel like the aftermath could have been a whole episode by itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. That whole moment, I wish they would have dived more into that. Because it's like, that's when things get like intense and disturbing. And it's just setting up like, we need some episodes around that.
I feel like if anything is setting up anything in the series, it's that, and it's setting up Secret War, which is fine. They just need to do some other things to set it up as well, like explain more about who's actually a Skrull or who knows about the Skrulls or who's doing what about it.
Yeah.
But they did make a quick mention that could potentially be leading to the Thunderbolts, where Fury says that's a one-term president mistake.
Yeah, so that's real one-term president yeah. stuff.
And that sort of leads you to believe that, like, oh, okay, they can replace the president whenever they need to.
Yeah. That's definitely a setup for sure.
Yeah, but it is strange that Fury wouldn't have had a little more pull on the president in terms of him. Basically, Fury saved him, and then he woke up and was like, okay, everybody, kill all the Skrulls. And it's like, whoa, man, that, like, what a hard turn from, oh, hey, we should protect these people. Also, don't trust Rhodey. He's a Skrull. And then the president was just like, ah, kill them all. Do your civil duty and pull out your guns and find all the Skrulls. And it's like, whoa, man, a little aggressive.
I mean, yes and no. Especially if you've watched Oppenheimer, like there's a presidential moment that's kind of like the same vibe.
Well, I mean, and all of this is hot on the heels of, or I guess the UFO debriefing was hot on the heels of this finale episode. It almost seemed like viral marketing or something, guerrilla marketing.
Oh, that's what everyone was saying.
Secret Wars.
Yeah. It was like the day before, everyone's just, don't you find it odd that we're getting the finale of Secret Invasion about aliens hiding on the planet, and then we're about to get a hearing that UFOs probably exist.
Right. But it made me think, like, you know, I wonder what people would do. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of movies out there about it, and all the movies like quickly villainize the aliens. Like Mars Attack is, you know, the perfect, right? They come to Earth and everyone is like, oh, we should be nice to them. And they throw the doves and that freaks the aliens out, and then they kill everybody. And that's, you know, the beginning of that movie. And I feel like if aliens were real and we found out like, oh, yeah, they are here. As you know, I would love to meet an alien and befriend them. Take me up, beam me up, Scotty. But I feel like that is kind of how it would go, right? People would be like, oh, we got to find them and kill the aliens, right? And it's like, ah, but you know, no, we don't have an actual Nick Fury to.
They gotta, no, this with the Skrulls, it makes more sense to do like a close encounters, you know?
Yeah.
They should be like, hey, some of y'all come with us. We'll teach you everything we know.
Or like we said before,
whatever.
Fury, somebody has to be able to come up with some sort of scanner, right?
Oh yeah.
And just 100%. Be like, hey, if you're a Skrull, like, that's cool. But if you're sneaking around being a Skrull like that, hold on, that's not as cool. And we'll scan everybody and find you. That, to me, seems better than, like, oh, we're going to just shoot people.
Man, they could have done so. Like, especially after Ritson's whole announcement, it would have been so cool to see, like, a scene where he's walking into, you know, his board meeting at the White House or whatever you call them, where everyone's in the room. He sits down, like signs, you know, the document or whatever for the day. And then when everyone sits down, everyone around him transforms into their Skrull appearance. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
Like, what would he do at that point?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I did have to keep reminding myself during his little speech. I was like, these people should be freaking out. They found out there's aliens and that they're around. And I was like, oh yeah, New York, they know there's aliens.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, yeah, man, we know. We've seen
it. We've got a lot going on.
Yeah. Think about it. Yeah, the younger generation is like, yeah, I went to school with Spider-Man. Like, all good.
Right.
No big deal.
Also, 5 years ago, I turned into dust, and then I came back. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess we could talk about
the whole... There are aliens here? Yeah. Oh, no.
We could talk about the whole blip moment, which I kind of appreciated that, you know, his little thoughts around the blip, and he was more or less just relieved because it's just like he's got so much weight on his shoulder, like trying to basically save the world and the universe every day along with two different species. And
yeah,
see him just being like, done, take a break.
I will say, like, I think it was super interesting, his whole like blip storyline. Like him talking about how he felt about it and how, like, when he came back, he was just like, I'm back. I want to do things differently. And I think it was super interesting. And it was a way for us to relate to Fury in a new way and, like, really understand his character. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like that story was sidelined. Like, yeah. We really only got it in bits and pieces. And by the end, it was just sort of like, you've said the same thing every single time this has been brought up, but we haven't seen you, like, work through it or even, like, explain a little bit more. It was just like, we get it. You were blipped and you came back and you were like, wow, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to spend time with the people I love. But then the entire season revolves around you not doing that and avoiding the person that you love and doing your old job again. So it was like, why did they spend so much time throwing that in there when, like, he didn't do any of the things that he was saying he wanted to do once the blip happened? Yeah. So I don't know.
This series feels like it's one that should truly have a real impact on everything else moving forward. And I just feel like it's not going to happen. Because I almost wonder if this should have been a movie, because the things that happened and how it could impact so many different stories moving forward, like, how would they make it work for those that don't watch the Disney Plus series?
I agree. I definitely think it should have been a movie, because I feel like we're getting the same vibes from the movies that we did when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. came out, where it was like, here's this series that is clearly playing into the movies, and here are all the movies that are just completely ignoring the series and, like, all of the big things that are happening in the series that you would think would have either an impact or even just something as small as a mention in the movies, and they just completely ignore it. Like, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, perfect example. Big deal, right? We got a new Captain America. They save the world from the Flag Smashers, which seemed like they would have been a bigger problem since they were all over the world.
Yeah.
None of that has been mentioned in any of the movies.
And how many of Skrulls were a part of that?
Right. Right. And also, like, the president's, you know, call to action had a lot of Flag Smasher vibes. And I feel like we're going to get a new form of the Flag Smashers that are going to be like the Skrull Hunters or something. And it feels like this series should get a second season, but doesn't need to have Nick Fury be the main character. Like, I don't know that this series needs to have a main character. You know what I mean? I think the series can just revolve around the actions of the people and the things that are going on.
Yeah.
And it didn't really need to revolve so much around what Fury was doing. It could have revolved more around like what the Skrulls as a whole were doing, and like the fact that they were split sort of down the middle for a long time, and then that sort of turned into all the Skrulls being against Gravik. And I feel like that was more interesting to me than watching Fury sort of wander around and be mad and then put on his eye patch, and then he didn't really do anything. You know what I mean? Like, realistically, Guy is the one that stopped Gravik. Fury wasn't even there. All he did was shoot Rhodey Skrull.
And drink bourbon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course. Yeah. And then go up to the space station. So it was like, did we need to be like, this is the Nick Fury show? I don't know. I think we could get another season of this that could lead more into a Secret Wars movie that again should just be focused on like the conflict between humans and Skrulls. It doesn't need to be focused on the conflict of one particular human and the Skrulls. I think that would be more interesting. Just like Civil War. I mean, if you think about Civil War, they leaned real heavy on the Cap and Iron Man as like the leads for that movie, but they weren't really the most interesting part of that movie. The most interesting part was like figuring out who was on what side, what each side stood for, and what's the impact on the world of this happening.
Yeah.
That's the story. There doesn't need to be like a lead that carries the story. Just tell us the overall story. That's what's interesting. So at least to me, I don't know. I don't want to speak for everybody, but I'm interested to see where this leads. I'm interested to see if we ever hear about this ever again, or if it was just like, there's Skrulls among us.
It's too hard to say with Disney, Marvel continuously changing their minds about things, right?
They're walking into like DC territory where it's like they don't know what they want to do, so they just doing stuff.
I think, yeah, it does seem like they kind of know they're on somewhat thin ice with how they've approached like their content strategy, and we'll see what happens. And again, we also, with you know the writers, the strikes going on, how is that going to impact things? Because we know we'll still get the Marvels. That's done, right?
Yep.
And we have Loki.
Yep.
Coming out. And were those the last two Marvel properties coming out this year?
Unless they release Echo.
Or an Echo, yeah.
But Echo sounds like it's already done if they're going to release that all at once.
So. Yeah, because they said they're going to release it all at once. Yeah. So we've got,
But so, yeah, I don't think we have any other movies this year.
Yeah, I guess whenever we get to the conference this fall, they'll probably give us an update on where things stand.
Because I don't even know what other ones are in production other than Deadpool 3. And I know that was put on hold because of the strike. So
have they wrapped the new Captain America already?
I don't think so.
I don't.
So maybe that one's shut down too.
Yeah. And I don't know how this is affecting editors either. Like, I don't know if, you know, I know that this is actors and writers that are on strike, but I don't know if editors are striking as well. So if there's something that they finish shooting for the most part, I don't know. They could be still editing that stuff. So Captain America could be done shooting. They could just be in the editing phase.
Based on Mason, I would say that they are probably still working.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's going to, if that's an improvement on things or things like What If Season 2, right? Like, that's all animated. So are the animators still cranking away on that? If they've already recorded all the voice lines, could we get that early? Or out of sequence, I guess, from it's interesting because I feel like a couple years ago, the issue was they kept pushing back stuff because of COVID and it threw things out of whack. And we got like series before we were supposed to, and we got movies after we were supposed to, but before other movies that didn't make sense. And now it's sort of like, well, now there's the strike going on. So are things going to be bumped and put out of order based on when they were finished versus when they were supposed to release? Or are we going to stick to the release schedule and just push everything back as a whole?
We should ask Kevin after he takes a nap.
But I think overall as a series, I enjoyed it. It was a little darker than some of the other series, but I think it was a fun story. I think it has potential as far as things it sets up, so I guess we'll see. Any final thoughts?
I did like the style and the tone they were kind of going for, but I mean, it's opposite for me. Like, this is one that's definitely going to rank lower on my list. It's kind of on that border of just being forgettable because I think it was a little too rushed and wasn't as impactful as it needed to be.
I understand that. I think that, you know, I agree. It was definitely rushed. And, you know, we've seen that before, even in some of the series with more episodes. So it was even more upsetting that, like, you knew you were going to be rushed if you had 12 episodes and instead you had 6 episodes. So it was, like, doubly rushed. But I think that if I look at it as like, what did this set up versus what have some of the other things set up, I do feel like this sets up a little bit more than things like She-Hulk, which I enjoyed She-Hulk. Mm-hmm. I don't know that that's going to lead to anything else other than season 2 of She-Hulk.
Is that sad? And hopefully more She-Hulk.
Yeah. And maybe a glimpse at what the MCU's version of Daredevil is going to be like. I don't know. But
listeners, you can hear this, and I'm sure you two are wondering what I'm doing, but there is an old school ice cream truck blasting their music driving through my neighborhood right now. And it just, like, I heard that music, I was like, what is that? And then I just finally saw them slowly driving past my house.
That used to happen in my old neighborhood, and I always hated it. It was so loud, and it was like they would just park in front of our house, and I was like, go away.
It's like we had one drive through our old house, but the thing is, it's like they don't stop, you know. I wish they would just kind of like find a central area and stop and wait a while and give people a chance. Yeah. But
ours was, our central area was right in front of our house, so all they heard was hello. I was like, God, please. Well, that does it for Secret Invasion. If you haven't watched it, I don't know that, you know, anyone's going to say rush out to see it. You need to see it right the second. But I think that it is something that you should watch because I do believe that more will come from this series than I feel like the past couple series, especially as far as the future goes for the MCU. They set up a lot of things that are going to have long-term effects, I think. So,
also, they did put this series on Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So, you know, even if you don't have Disney Plus, if you have Hulu, you can go check it out, which I thought was interesting. If anything, I would definitely say go watch Ms. Marvel before the Marvels comes out.
Yes.
Because that series I thought was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And stay tuned for our Miss Marvel episode, because I'm excited for that. Or the Marvels. Stay tuned for the Marvels episode. I'm excited for that. And then also, if you do have Disney Plus, look out because in August, I think it's like late August or mid-August, Guardians 3 will be coming to Disney Plus for streaming. Yes. So
next week.
Oh, it's the beginning of August.
I thought it was next week.
It might be. There was like two things that I know are coming out in August that I was excited for, and I keep getting them. Percy Jackson, I think, starts, and maybe that's the one that starts in late August.
August 2nd, so next Tuesday.
All
right. Wait, right?
No, it's the second after. It's Thursday.
Hang on.
It's the
second. Is it Thursday?
Or Wednesday. Wednesday is the second.
Gotcha. Anywho, I did pre-order the Steelbook for it, so I'll be picking that up Tuesday.
Nice. We'll be sure to post a picture of that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. We'll showcase that on our social. I thought something else was... We got a lot of cool stuff releasing in August, actually.
Mm-hmm. So, join us next time. We'll continue Jessica Jones. Because we have...
Yeah, when you get back to that. Because we're like right there at the end of the season, so I want to know how it ends.
Yeah. So we'll continue Jessica Jones and wrap that up. And then hopefully by then we'll get to do the Marvels. And maybe by then find out what the future is going to hold as far as release dates for things. And we'll keep you all informed. So anyone have a question for this week?
Aliens? Question mark.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a good one.
If you haven't, go watch the debriefing or at least see the highlights from it. Tell us what you think. You think aliens walk and or fly and or swim among us? And we will
see. The truth is out there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's good. We'll end on the theme from the X-Files.
Yes, do it.
We'll see you all next time.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.